Welcome to the Cartel Publications podcast on Pretty Kings, the Characters.
First question is, how did I get the title Pretty Kings? Pretty Kings came to me in two parts. For some reason, I was in bed. I was in bed because I was tired. But for some reason, while in bed, I thought of the word kings. Now, I know that kings is an overused term, so I wasn't really sure why the word kings had even popped in my head. And I did some research on the urban community websites, mainly Amazon and, you know, and some other ones I look at, just to see how often the title kings has been used in urban fiction. It was quite a lot. So I already knew I didn't want to just use kings and, you know, and have it just blatantly kings. And then I started thinking, I said, but I love that word king so much. What if I can do something else with it? And I went to sleep on it. And when I woke up the next morning, I had the title Pretty Kings as well as the concept. The Pretty Kings dream or the whole concept came to me in one night. And how it happened was I went to sleep with the title Pretty Kings already on my heart and mind. And automatically, I was given my main character first, and that character was Bambi. Bambi is a soldier. She's ex-military who was thrown out of the military because of what she did, and I can't give too much away. But those skills that helped her throughout her career as a soldier in the Army came into play again when she was put into the position of leading her team being her sisters, towards this deal with the Russians. And I was just so in love with the character Bambi, because you always read in urban fiction books about how so-and-so is go hard and so-and-so did this and that, but you don't necessarily see how they were able to do that. Where did you get these skill sets from where you can pull a gun on somebody and kill them and that be that? So with Bambi being a soldier, it was evident. She killed for a living. She killed to protect her country. She already had a strong sense of leadership and honor. So from that came the character Bambi. And once I had Bambi, I just went to work on the other guys. Scarlet is another character in Pretty Kings that I really like. Now, readers are going to probably be half and half on Scarlet. Just to give you a depiction of Scarlet, first, Bambi's African-American. Scarlet is white, and she's married to one of the brothers of the Kennedy Kings. And Scarlet is really complex because Scarlet has a past. She came up in a very bad home where her aunt was abusive towards her and throughout her childhood. And because of that, she fears children in all aspects. She doesn't want to be near children. She doesn't want to be around them. And she even denied her husband the opportunity to have a child because she was afraid that she might hurt them like she actually had before. So, and Scarlet, and the reason why I like this character so much is not because she's abusive or anything like that, but it's because she's in constant turmoil. With what she knows is right versus what people around her want from her. And again, I can't give too much, but she's a very complicated, complex character with a lot of emotions who's being run through the ringer in Pretty Kings and trying to keep her own illness at bay, but at the same time be loyal to her sister-in-laws, you know, who care about her and who are in her corner. Denim is another favorite character of mine. Denim Kennedy is also married to one of the brothers of the Kennedy Kings. And Denim has a child who is autistic, who sometimes she loves her baby with all her heart. But sometimes she is resentful that God gave her a child who isn't able, in her words, to love her back. And so she has this conflict with her, with raising an autistic child and wanting the child to experience emotions with her that's not there. Then she has this conflict with her husband of trying to be a good husband and their backstory and how they got together. And then she has a conflict with her mother, who is morbidly obese, who she has to care for. And when I say care for, not just come in and buy groceries. She's in charge of cleaning her body. She's in charge of dressing her. Like, you know, I'm T-Style, so you know I'm going to make it wicked when I go in. So she's in charge of a lot. And you just see it all pile on her in dealing with the different issues and problems that arise in Pretty Kings. So Denim is also a favorite character of mine. I totally love her. Also African-American. And she's just, you know, just perfect for me. I don't know what it is. You read the book, you'll see what I'm talking about. Race Kennedy is very unique. Now, Race is very meek. She's mild-mannered. She's not the kind of person who's going to be the first to speak up. She does have a hobby. Her hobby is creating prosthetics for movies. People hire her to do things like create masks, sculptures, any of that. Race is very good at that, and that's what she does in the basement of the Kennedy Mansion to pass her time. But Race is also involved in a complicated relationship that her husband put her in, which involves another woman. And you see her battling with what it is that he wanted of her, what it is that she wants, and then what her sisters, or how her sisters think of her or depict her. And Race is complicated. You know, she's used to being taken care of. And when her husband isn't around to take care of her anymore, it's very interesting to see how Race rises to the occasion. I think readers will definitely love this character. So that's pretty much about Race. And there you have it as far as the Pretty Kings, brief background on them. I do believe that my fans will be pleased and really enjoy the characterizations, you know, the conflicts. I have a character and her name is Aunt Bunny. Aunt Bunny is a mess. People are going to hate her, but love her for her drama. She's just constantly going at Bambi throughout this book and seeing them butt heads, because Aunt Bunny is actually Kevin, who is Bambi's husband, aunt. So she feels entitled because she raised Kevin. And in a lot of ways, these women fight for position in Kevin's life. So now that Kevin is not around, you're just seeing how they interact is very juicy. And I think readers will be in love with it. So that's Pretty Kings, and I hope you enjoy it. Bye.